Hi all, it's Jack, and it's Sunday, 1 week before Christmas, and I haven't updated this blog in a while, so it was time to do it, and I definitely haven't updated it with an audio post. So I just want to share a couple thoughts with you. I came across a post on LinkedIn that shared a Business Insider story about the age of people in tech, and they had about, 10, 12 different tech companies ranging from like newer tech, if you will, like Facebook. All the way up to older tech, you know, Oracle, Intel, HP. And if you look, I think on the average age, I think Facebook was on the younger end, where the average age was 28. And then if you went to an older traditional company, if you will, like HP, the median age was 39. So let's say that the range was 28 to 39. It caught my attention because I'm 47 and a half. And I use that half because my 12 and a half year old daughter tells me I have to. And who am I to argue with her? She likes to tell me I'm almost 50. And I always congratulate her that she must learn something in math, because if you round up, I'm certainly closer to 50. But what's interesting to me is I certainly don't think myself as being old. And 50's certainly gotten a lot younger in my mind than it used to be. But the truth of the matter is, if I look at a company and I say the median age is 28, I think, damn, in theory, I could have kids that age. I don't, because my oldest is just short of 16, but I could. But it made me wonder a little bit about how we view age and how we view people and our perception, and whether it's accurate and fair to say that you have to be a so-called younger person, like a 20-something, a millennial even on the younger end, to be on the cutting edge of tech. And it made me think a little bit about it from a different perspective, in that I'm technically Generation X. As Generation X, we are the connection between the analog and the digital world. And I think a lot of people forget that. And it's not that I'm trying so hard to toot my horn, but we were there in the beginning when you had companies like Google and Yahoo and this whole .com phenomena that a lot of people don't necessarily remember very well. I shouldn't say a lot of people, just younger people, if you will. And it just got me thinking about, again, how we view age relative to our perception of whether somebody's intelligent and capable of dealing with change and cutting edge. And, maybe it is selfish, maybe it is not paranoia, but concern on my end that at the higher end, since the range I talked about was 28 to 39, at the higher end there, I'm well past 39. And it seems to me, I'm curious as to what sort of influence the people over 40 have. Because, we're talking again about an average. So clearly they've got people who are older than 39 and older than 28 and all that kind of stuff. But I wonder, partly because I think back to how I was at 27 and 28, and I probably thought the 40-year-olds didn't know a damn thing. And I learned better, through experience. Anyhow, I don't mean to babble here, but I guess what I'm saying is, as somebody who's interested in technology, as a writer and a storyteller, and also as somebody who's worked in marketing quite a bit, if you're marketing product, I think it's important to take some time to consider the various demographics you're trying to reach. And while I don't claim to be an expert in every possible way to reach the 20-something, I can say that I know a little something about my age group and the people, a couple years younger, and the people a little bit older. And I think that it's critical to open our eyes and to think about those things and try and figure out how they relate to it. As well as, if you just, look at those who have kids and those who don't, we relate to things differently. So in case that was just a quick thought to share. So I'm getting ready to get on a plane in a day or so, and I'm pretty damn excited because I haven't seen my kids since end of August. So this will be nice. Be a little bit of chaos reentering, but it'll be fun. Going from living by myself for the time being to having them around, and I can't wait. And I'm looking forward to us all living together on a full-time basis, but we're a couple months off from that. That's all part of the taking a new job and a great new opportunity and trying to build a bigger and better future for all of us that includes not just the present, but the future. So that's all I've got for you right now. More to come. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.